Obama, Clinton allies on Wall Street rally behind Kamala Harris. By John Binder on August 16, 2020. Executives on Wall Street linked to Hillary Clinton and former President Barack Obama are rallying behind Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, as Democrat nominee Joe Biden's vice presidential pick. Wells Fargo Vice Chairman for Public Affairs Bill Daley, who served as Obama's chief of staff from 2011 to 2012, called Harris a reasonable, rational person who has worked in the system, in an interview with The Wall Street Journal. Is she a progressive? Yes. Is she someone who wants to burn the building down? No. I think she wants to strengthen the building, Daley said. Likewise, Charles Myers and Louis Lukens of the financial firm Signum Global Advisors gave a resounding endorsement of Harris in a memo titled Biden's Pick of Harris as VP Reinforces Centrist Ticket. Myers and Lukens wrote that Harris is an energetic and charismatic candidate and campaigner with 30 years of public service and almost 20 years of campaign experience. Myers formerly advised Clinton on the 2016 campaign trail. Lukens worked as a diplomat for the Obama administration and served in the State Department while Clinton was Secretary of State. Harris, who generally could be called a centrist, will not push Biden to the left or the right on major policy issues, they wrote. She will be supportive of Biden and the Democratic Party's policy platform. The show of support from Democrat establishment allies on Wall Street for Harris comes as financial executives similarly voiced their approval in interviews with The Journal, CNBC, and Bloomberg, as Breitbart News reported. A handful of Wall Street executives called Harris a normal Democrat and a great choice, while another said, "What's not to like? She's terrific," Kanikos Associates founder Jim Shanos told Bloomberg. "She's got force of personality in a good way. She takes over a room. She certainly has a charisma and a presence which will be an asset on the campaign." In the 2019 Democrat presidential primary, Harris won over a number of Wall Street donors. In Iowa, notably, Harris held a fundraiser backed by Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated, one of the largest multinational banks in the world. While criticizing the people who have the most in Democrat primary debates, Harris raked in thousands in campaign cash from financial executives from firms such as the Blackstone Group, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Wells Fargo. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.